Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the third parak of Maseches Chagiga. Today we are learning parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph and parak Gimel Mishnah Beis. The Chachamim made various gezeros in order to protect the tahara of various items that had a certain level of holiness. Now, since there are different levels of Kedusha, the Chachamim made different levels of protection for the different levels of holiness of Kedusha that various items possess. Now, in most situations, gezeros that were made in order to protect the tahara of holier items were stricter than those gezeros made to protect the less holy items. The first three mishnayos of this parak gimel of Maseches Chagiga are going to give us 11 situations in which the rules that were made for Kodesh, again, for the holy foods and the substances belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, they are stricter than those gezeros made for Truma, those items whose holiness is less strict than that of Kodesh items. Now, the first case deals with the taking of kalim and immersing them in a mikvah in order to purify them of their tuma. Says the Mishnah, Chomer b'kodesh miba truma. A stringency of kodesh over truma is shemat bilin kalim besoch kalim l'truma. That when utensils that are tame are immersed in a mikvah, we may immerse these small utensils within the larger utensils for use with truma, without being concerned that the inner utensil might weigh heavily enough on the outer one to prevent the mikvah water from entering between the two utensils at their point of contact. Aval lo lakodesh, but such an immersion is not valid for use with kodesh. Where, when it comes to the Kodesh items, the Chachamim were concerned that the inner kli might weigh so heavily on the outer kli that the mikvah water will not be able to enter between the two utensils and touch all of the surfaces of both kalim. Now, the second Chumrah concerns one part of a utensil that came into contact with Tumah on a Midrash Rabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, says the Mishnah, Acharayim v'soch ubayis uveis hatzvita b'truma, that a Kli's bottom, inside, and hand grip are each considered to be separate utensils if they are used with truma. So that if, for example, the outside of the kli became tame on a rabbinic level and a midrabban level, the inside and the hand grip remain tahor of a loba kodesh. But this is not true. When it comes to kalim used with kodesh, if any part of the kli becomes tame, then the entire kli, in fact, becomes tame. Now, the third chumrah relates to carrying something that's tumas medrash and a holy food at the exact same time. It says the Mishnah, hanosei as a midrash, someone who is carrying a midrash, again, for example, the shoe of a zav, which becomes tumas medrash, anything you put your weight on becomes has a status of tumas medrash. No say a truma may also carry truma in an earthenware, in a klicheres barrel, at the same time without concern that the contents of the barrel may become tameh of loas kodesh, but he may not carry kodesh in an earthenware barrel while carrying tumas medrash. On a midaraisa level, a person may carry truma in a klicheres while carrying a medras, because earthenware utensils do not become tame when tuma touches their outside, only when tuma actually enters their inside. Therefore, even if the tumas medras were to touch the outside of the barrel, the truma inside, as well as the barrel itself, would remain tahor. Therefore, as long as the truma is in the klicheres, there is no reason to forbid carrying it together with something that is tumas medrash. However, as the Bartanura points out, the Chachamim prohibited carrying a tumas medrash item together with kodesh that is in a klicheres because of a story that took place, as the Gemara in Chav Gimel describes, that someone was wearing a sandal that was tumas medrash and it was once carrying a kodesh in another kli. The strap of the sandal broke off, and when he picked it up, part of it accidentally entered the barrel. This made the barrel and the kodesh in it tameh, since an earthenware kli became tameh when tumah enters the inside of the kli. Continuing now with the fourth stringency, this was mentioned in Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, says the Mishnah, Big Day Ochle Truma Medrash Lakodesh, the garments of those who eat Truma are rabbinically considered to be Tumas Medrash for those who eat Kodesh. The fifth stringency concerns the laws of Chatzitza, Says the Mishnah, Lo kemidas hakodesh, midas hatruma. When it comes to what is considered a chatzitza in a garment, the rule of kodesh is not like the rule of truma. Shabbat kodesh, when it comes to a beged to be used for kodesh, matir, the rule is that one who wishes to put the garment in the mikvah must first untie any knots in it. Umenagiv, dry off any moist grease from the garment. Umatzpil, and then immerse it in the mikvah. Viachar kach kosher, and afterwards he can retie the knots. Otherwise, the knots and moist grease are treated as chatzitzos, and the immersion is not going to work. Uva truma, but where a garment is to be used for truma, kosher va'achrakach matbil, he may even tie loose knots in a garment that had none, and then immerse the garment in a mikvah while it is knotted. He may likewise immerse a garment without removing any moist grease that is on it. When it comes to truma, loose knots and moist grease are not considered to be chatzitzos, are not considered to be interruptions between the item and the water that is meant to make it pure. Continuing now, Berak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to list additional situations when Mishnah Chachamim decreed a higher level of Tahara for Kodesh than for Truma. Says the Mishnah, Kalim HaNigmarin B'Tahara, Kalim utensils that were completed in Tahara and were reliably protected against Truma. From then on, Tzrichin Tzvila LaKodesh, they need to be immersed in the mikvah to be used with Kodesh, Avalo B'Truma, but not to be used with Truma, that a Kli cannot become tame while it is still being made, even if it comes into contact with a dead body or with a zav. Therefore, if a kli was tohor when it was completed and it was protected against tuma from then on by someone who's trusted to observe the halachas of tahara, it cannot possibly have become tame. There should be no reason then to require that such a utensil be immersed in a mikvah before actually being used. Continuing in the Mishnah, the seventh chumrah, concerns of food touched by a tevul yom. We should just point out that under the laws of tumah, when someone immerses in a mikvah, some of his tumah is lifted, but he must wait until the night to become fully tahor. The term tvul yom, which literally means one who immersed that day, describes the status of a person between this immersion and the coming of night. Says the Mishnah, HaKli Mitzarif Masha B'socho LaKodesh, a Kli combines any piece of food that are in it with regard to Kodesh. Said if there are several pieces of Kodesh food in it, and a Tevul Yom touches one of them, then they all become Tameh, Avalo L'Truma. But this is not so when it comes to Truma, that if a utensil piece, contains several pieces of Truma, and a Tevul Yom touches one of them, that piece alone becomes Tameh, and the other remain Tahor. The eighth Chumrah describes how many degrees of Tumah apply to Kodesh and how many apply to Truma. Says the Mishnah, HaRevi'i BaKodesh Pasol, food that is a Revi'i LaTumah, the fourth level of Tumah, in the case of Kodesh is Pasol, meaning that the Kodesh itself may not be eaten, though it cannot make anything else Tameh, VaShlishi BaTruma. But in the case of Truma, only food that is a Shlishi of Tumah is considered to be puzzle. The ninth chumra regards the tumah sayadaim, tumah of the hands, uva truma, when it comes to handling truma. Im nitmeis achas miyadav, if just one of a person's hands has become tame on a midrabanan level, he needs to purify only one hand. Chaver to tahora, and the other one is still tahor. Uva kodesh, when it comes to handling kodesh, matvel shteyam, if one hand becomes tame on a midrabanan level, the other hand is also considered to be tame as well, and he must immerse both of them in a mikvah. Why is that so? Shehayad mitame is chaverta b'kodesh, for a hand that is a tame on a midrabanan level makes the other one tame when it comes to kodesh, avalo b'truma, but not when it comes to truma. Have a great day.